Dymphnia allowed Jiddle and Jinty to run off and be reunited with the rest of their family.
Oh dear, I never guessed that. I knew he'd been injured, but no beast told me about Mr. Diggs thinking he was some other creature. Oh well, not to worry, Buck, I'll soon fix him.
She hurried off after her babes, not explaining how she could effect a cure for Diggs. Fortunately, the orchard decorations had been left up, and thanks to the good efforts of Friar Sugum and his staff, a further feast was set up, waiting. When every beast was gathered there, Abbess Marjoram mounted an upturned wheelbarrow. Skipper called the chattering, laughing crowd to order.
Oi, mates! Silence one and all for Marjoram, Mother Abbess of Redwall. Stow the garb and quiet, please.
Visibly moved by the sight of the freed captive young ones, Marjoram wiped the habit sleeve across her eyes and sniffed several times before starting her speech.
Welcome to Redwall Abbey, my friends, both old and new. You are all free to live here in peace and safety. Please treat this place as your home for as long as you wish. Now I won't waste a beautiful and happy summer's eve with lots of boring talk. I see you are hungry and tired. Sister Fumbrill, Drell Hugwife and other helpers, not forgetting our new friend Mumsy Watervole, will tend to the babes. They will have fine new clothes, a dormitory with soft little beds, and who knows, maybe a good bath in our abbey pond tomorrow. But for now, I want you all to enjoy the feast. Eat, drink, sing, dance, and be merry. And once more, welcome, twice welcome, and thrice welcome to Redwall Abbey. Let the celebrations begin.
Every beast tucked in with a will. The appetite of the newly arrived young ones was so hearty that Friar Sugum stood wide-eyed.
Goodness me, we'll have to get extra supplies from the kitchens if they carry on at this rate.
Drull Hogwife shook her head in wonderment.
I thought those little uns was wearied out and more than ready to sleep. Good grief, look at them eat.
Turra lifted her smudged face from a bowl of blackberry sponge in arrowroot sauce.
Begging your pardon, ma'am, but if you'd never seen victuals like this, what'd you sooner do, eat or sleep?
Smiling at the squirrel maid's logic, Skipper filled himself a bowl of his favourite shrimp and hot root soup.
Well said, missy. I can always sleep later. Ahoy, Colonel. You want to try a bowl full of this?
Diggs had not touched food thus far. He had been wandering about the orchard, chunnering to himself. Curling a lip at the otter chieftain, he snapped.
Doesn't any beast think of anything but stuffing one's flippin' face? A disgusting exhibition, sir. Those young'uns should be abed now, catching up on their shut-eye, what? Well, all's I can say is that they'd better be up bright and early on the morrow. Oh, yes! I want to see them all on parade, ready for a long route march. I'll lick him into shape, sir. See if I don't.